Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Thanks to our friends over at Lottering Watches for sponsoring Time to BS Podcast. Use the promo code TIME2BS at lottering.com for some sweet deals over on the website. That's time, the number two, and BS at lottering.com.
It's time to BS.
Usually we start these particular shows off on a funny note, but this is one of those situations where we can't. 145 plus episodes in. First of all, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Dan? What's up, everyone?
Long time no see.
Likewise, my man.
But, so, this is a very controversial topic, so we're probably going to make it quick. If anything, I just want to start off by saying you are a father of three kids. You are in the state of Oklahoma, so you have your views, and I got mine, but we could spoil the audience by saying we pretty much agreed the same way.
Exactly.
So you all probably know where this is going, but we will just end it off that. But we both agree right to choose. Got it. All right. Good. All right. Now to the funny shit. According to Marvel, Thor's hammer weighs approximately 42.3 pounds.
Really?
People can't lift it because they're not worthy. Not because it's insanely heavy. That's not even that heavy.
No.
It's not even that heavy.
If you can't lift that, you got issues.
If I can't lift that, that's a different story.
No.
That can't be right.
No way it could be.
Oh. All right. Some stuff going on. I mean, we're both wearing Broncos jerseys.
In celebrating
of the Denver area. The Colorado Avalanche just won their first Stanley Cup since 2001.
Yep.
And in probably convincing fashion. Over the two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning in six. And Tampa, this is what happens when you play a real opponent in the Stanley Cup Final.
Well, they met their match.
They did. They met their match. They really did. I mean, I don't know.
The best NHL team to win a Stanley Cup in history?
No. No.
I'm just kind of curious where you would rank this team at, because they were 70, including the playoffs, 75, 76 wins?
Including the playoffs, it was like 75 wins, I believe.
I know it's in the 70s somewhere.
So, I would say it's up there in terms of, you know, best team to win the Stanley Cup. But, I mean, they did kind of steamroll everyone. I mean, this was the team going into the season to win the whole thing.
They were my favorite, yeah.
They were my favorite. Yeah. They were my favorite to going in. I think they were everyone's favorite outside of Florida.
Well, I'm sure. I think I read that. Most of the polls and the articles was Tampa Bay and Colorado. So, I mean, obviously, the two best teams played. Obviously, the best team won. But Colorado just dominated.
They did. Darcy Kuemper is a Stanley Cup champion. Yeah. Who would have thought? After years of misery in Arizona.
Who dropped the cup, though? I keep hearing people saying that they dropped it. I saw the damage to it, but I'm trying to figure out who dropped it.
Oh, it's not that bad. You can fix silver pretty easily. People are probably going to say, oh, you're disrespecting the Stanley Cup. Hey, if I wanted that cup, if I had the opportunity to hoist that baby, I would.
Oh, dude, I would never let go of that thing.
Hey, you've seen three championships in your lifetime as a Devils fan. I haven't seen shit.
But it's been a while.
Wait, hold on. The audience can't see because we don't have the ability to get cameras yet. Stupid NDI. Is that a Russell Wilson Broncos jersey shoved to my face?
Yes, it is. Let me turn it around for you.
No.
This is for all you listeners out there. I have two number three jerseys, and this one is definitely Russell Wilson. I got this on my trip to Denver. I remember sending you that text saying thank you. Denver. No lie, Russell Wilson had his own section.
Of course he did.
Bumper stickers to the can coolers to the church to everybody. It was, dude, it was decked out.
Can I ask you a serious question? Broncos fandom aside, do you think that this team is worth the hype?
I wouldn't say just yet.
I don't think so either.
No.
And something doesn't feel right.
No, and I think I was Tesha that was coming on last few weeks ago before some stuff went down. No, I called that out. I think a lot of people kind of agreed to or disagree. I said 2022, this team will make the playoffs but won't go very far. 2023, they should win it, or 2024. I don't know. I'm trying not to ride on this hype thing too much, this hype train.
I mean, I do this every year.
But at least this year for you, you can actually sit back and enjoy football.
I can. I actually can. Yay.
Yes, because Seattle, I would not imagine. Hold on, I think I can do it. Hold on. There you go.
Yep, there you go. Yep, it's... Fuck you. Oh, Mike just turned around and showed me the Wilson on the back of his jersey and just... Eesh, Jesus.
Yes, it's...
I remember, like, I knew that trade was coming, but, like, to Denver.
I would have thought Philly... I would have thought anyone but Denver.
And then I texted you that...
You're messing with me, dude.
Yeah.
Because the very first text... I think I was down at Paycom. The very first text was, you're welcome. I'm like... I hope I didn't miss like a chat or text prior to that. I'm thinking, you're welcome. Of course, then here, bam, here comes all the notifications. Man, dude, I was the most happiest person.
As you should. As you should have been, my man. As you should have been. But yeah, I don't think this hype is real yet.
The O-line got better, but I still...
The O-line really did get better.
Yeah, they got better. I like the running back. I mean... Talent wise, we're there. I always get stuck with the type, and that's where you just fall apart.
And here's where I think you're onto something. Russell Wilson is going to give you 40 touchdowns, but he also might give you 20 interceptions because it's a new system, and it's the AFC West.
Yep.
So you never. The Raiders got better. The Chargers definitely got better. The Chargers might be the best team in the whole division.
I think I told someone, I got them winning it this year.
The Chiefs? Hard to say.
It is hard to say. I think they're going to be fine at quarterback, obviously. I'm still not sold in the running game. Losing Tyreek's going to still hurt. I know that Pat Mahomes' stats is a whole lot better without him, but... Tyreek was still a weapon.
Tyreek was a gigantic difference maker. He really was. He was such a big difference maker on that team. And just the fact that he kind of forced his way out really says a lot. I mean... And for $30 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I love money. Who doesn't love money? But, like, fuck, really?
And he went to a team, and I'm not for sure if that was his choice or not. We won't obviously know that, but he went to a team with a quarterback that's really
It's between New York or Miami. That's an easy question for the common fan. Yeah. That's an easy question.
Excuse me, but...
Would you rather go to New York and cocaine or Miami and cocaine?
Cocaine. I want to do it on the beach.
See, there you go. If someone were to do cocaine, you'd rather do it on the beach.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Not like coke. We're not saying cocaine's the right way to go. Just in context. It's a joke, people.
We obviously know Tyreek. How long until he gets in trouble in Miami?
There we go. Did you see, speaking of wide receiver money, did you see Terry McLaurin got paid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he did.
$24 million. He's worth it, though. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
He's absolutely worth it. That's what I'm saying.
No, but, I'm happy for him.
I mean, I'm happy for him, too, but at the same time, you go in the back of your head and you enter a little thing called NFL Purgatory or NFL Spin the Wheel, and you say, all right, which team of the NFC East do you think is going to be good, is going to win that division? Because you don't trust any of them.
Oh, Lord, no.
Especially Dallas.
Dallas, I don't trust. The Giants have no quarterback. They don't even know if Mr. Daniel Jones is their guy.
And
Saquon Barkley, you don't know if he can stay healthy.
We don't know if Saquon's healthy.
We still don't know if Jalen's the guy in Philly.
Carson Wentz, especially.
Carson Wentz in Washington, I don't know about that one.
That trade confused me.
Yeah, that's going to, yeah.
That trade seriously confused the crap out of me. On another side note, did you happen to see the... What was that news? I'm trying to catch up on this Daniel Snyder news going around. And there's a meeting in Congress about this?
I heard it last time I heard. I think this is... Yeah.
Is that bad?
I haven't paid attention, but I think... Yeah, I heard... That he went to Congress. Which I didn't think, no offense, I didn't think Congress can get involved.
I mean, unless when you fuck with the IRS.
Unless there's federal stuff against them.
I mean, you fucked with the IRS. Let's be clear with that.
True, that might be why, too.
That might be it. But speaking of Washington, do you think the Commanders literally have a shot despite Carson Wentz?
I'll say this, and it's going out on a limb, but I'm willing to take the hits. If Carson Wentz stays healthy, they make the playoffs.
Do they win the division?
They got to sweep Dallas.
You got to.
If worst case scenario split, I think they've got to sweep Dallas, and that's going to be tough.
I'm looking at the Cowboys' depth chart right now. They got Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, James Washington at wide receiver, Tyler Smith, Tyler Bidet, a lot of Tylers in there, Zach Martin, Terrence Steele, obviously they got their two running backs and Pollard and Elliott. Just something doesn't feel right here.
That whole NFC East doesn't feel right.
I will willingly take the bet on Washington because they have the better roster and, dare I say, the better coach.
Definitely got the better coach.
Yes.
I say if Mike McCarthy, if Dallas struggles, and I know we're right around the corner from football, thank God. I know that they're right around, or if they struggle early in the year, I think Mike McCarthy's out the door.
Can I ask you a returning question that I think would be hilarious? When is Pete Carroll getting fired? I'm serious. Like, when is this man getting fired?
Well, honestly,
if this man, I'm swear when I say this, They could start 1-6 and they still won't fire him.
He won't get fired this year simply because I don't think the expectations are there. You know, dude, I really thought he was going to get fired last year.
I thought so, too.
I really did. And that's why I think why I was more shocked about the Russell Wilson trade than I think I was anything else. It's like, cool, we got Russell Wilson, but I'm still... I think that was one of my responses later on once I accepted the fact that Russell Wilson's our quarterback was, why is Pete Carroll still there?
Yeah.
I say this year he won't be just because of quarterback situation. So I think that's a safe haven. I say next year if nothing happens.
I agree.
Either after the season or the middle of next year. Because I look at the... I mean, I can talk myself into it to, like, say 7 or 8 wins. I can talk myself into it. But even then, it's like, all right, how much better is this team really? I mean, people merely want to jump to the quarterback and say, oh, you don't have a quarterback. It's like, yeah, we know.
Right. Now, I will say this. If you guys happen to get Baker Mayfield...
No.
Then I think he could be out the door. Because if that thing fizzles, that might be Pete Carroll's way out.
It
depends on what they give. Assuming he gets traded, first of all. Let's just put that out there. Assuming he gets traded.
There was...
A lot for Baker. That might be his way out, dude.
There was another thing that I saw that said, hey, if Garoppolo gets released, the Seahawks will be the first team to pounce on him. It's like, all right.
Now, I'd rather have Jimmy G than Baker.
I prefer Garoppolo over Baker. Yeah, oh, I would. He's a more competent quarterback than Baker. No disrespect to your Oklahoma boy.
Yeah. No, you're good. No, I mean, I say definitely Jimmy G if they happen to do release him. And if Jimmy G ends up in Seattle.
That's a sneaky good team then.
Oh, yeah. And they don't do nothing then. I think Jimmy G or Baker, dude. Regardless, if you get one of those two, if they even get them, and so, they struggle, I think that could be Pete Carroll's way out.
I'm looking at this team right now. They had a very sneaky good draft.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Cross and Abraham Lucas are two rookies on the offensive line.
Love that Lucas kid. I love that Lucas kid.
Oh,
that Washington State stud, boy. Hey, he can play.
So I was talking back and forth with some people and saying that could be honestly the best pick that they've made.
Oh, by far.
Because he's a mammoth of a man.
That dude's a man.
Oh. And then the switching the defense around to a 3-4 certainly helps. Because realistically, they have the roster to do it. But you got in the back of your head like, it's the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. Defensive-wise, what are you guys looking at right now?
Oh, they'll be better. They'll be a lot better.
It's that offense.
It's... Who's the quarterback? Who's my quarterback?
It's either going to be... Either Gino or Drew.
Can I just say something that I think is going to be fucking hysterical? We had this discussion very early on in the podcast, like in the very early days when Kyle was on. Mm-hmm. We had this discussion years ago of who would be out of the three of us or out of everyone in the history of the show to start an OnlyFans. Oh, Rachel is out of the equation. Rachel is absolutely out of the equation.
Yep.
But if we were to include all the quarterbacks in NFL history in that situation, Jimmy Garoppolo abso-fucking-lutely would start in... I mean, he looks like a porn star.
No, he brings that. Well, dude, he plays from San Francisco, so he's got that Cali look as it is.
And he dated a porn star, too.
Exactly.
He went on a few dates with Lisa Ann. God bless America. God bless America.
You might have done a video with her. You never know.
To the internet.
Who's Seattle's third stringer? I can see his face.
Jacob Eason.
Oh, the Washington kid.
He's got an arm.
he can play. That's what I'm kind of wondering. Maybe
I watched them start Jacob Eason week one against the Broncos.
You know, he may show out in training camp.
I'm going to laugh. I'm going to absolutely laugh my ass off if I find out that Jacob Eason is the week one starter over Geno Smith and Drew Lock. I will laugh my ass off and say, you were outplayed by a guy who was waived twice.
And knowing Drew, that would not surprise me.
Or Geno.
That definitely wouldn't surprise me.
Jesus. Geno got punched in the face over $100.
Hmm?
You didn't remember this? 2015, yeah. The reason why Ryan Fitzpatrick started for the Jets that year was because Geno Smith got his jaw broken by a backup linebacker.
I'm trying to remember that.
Look it up. It's IK something something.
I'm sure I've remembered it.
And, yeah, he got his jaw broken by that guy in Jets training camp, yeah.
Yeah, I think I do know now.
It's a very infamous story that happened. It was like, holy shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did too now since you mentioned that.
So, I'm very excited to do these NFL preview things again. But at the same time, I'm not because I have to write everything out.
Does talk to text not is talk to text your not best friend?
No, talk to text is not my best friend in this case. It's not. Can I just say, watch Seattle be one of two teams in the NFC West to make the playoffs. Watch.
Well, and that's what's funny is I could easily see this happening.
I could absolutely see this happening. I will literally bet. I will go to Vegas tomorrow, and I will bet money on it. It's just like, give me money on the Seahawks to win 10 games. Watch.
I still think if they get... Okay, so here we go. I'm going to pick your brain.
Okay.
Eason's the quarterback. How many wins?
Eason's the quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, they're getting 8 wins.
Lock.
Depends. 6 or 8.
Geno.
Just the thought of it makes me want to hurl. Just the thought of it. I texted Kyle when Russell Wilson got hurt, and I was like, Geno Smith is now my quarterback. It has come full circle. This is what I wanted, after all. I did want this team to fail.
What would that happen?
I did want this team to fail.
Well, now you got your wish.
Fucking karma. I hate it. I hate karma. I really do. It infuriates the shit out of me.
You know what makes it worse, though, dude?
What's up?
Pete Carroll's still here.
Yeah, I know. Here's what's frustrating about this whole thing. As an Islander fan, Barry Trotz got fired.
That made no sense.
But Pete Carroll did. It's Lou Lamoriello. Do you really want the answer to that question?
Excellent hire by the Flyers, by the way.
Tortorella?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a great hire.
Yep.
Can I pick your brain? When you found out that Barry Trotz got fired by the Islanders, what were your initial thoughts?
What the fuck? Why? And then I was praying New Jersey would fire our coach just to get him. No, I honestly, that's my thought was, what the fuck? Like, that made no sense.
It did.
Yeah, it made none.
I mean, when I think more and more about it as the weeks and months go by, I said to myself, okay, this is either an attempt to re-sign Barzell or they really had an offensive miscommunication. It made no sense.
Well, no, because, I mean, you guys were... so close to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, don't remind me. Twice.
A lot closer than we've been.
Twice. Back-to-back years. Against the same team.
Yep. This may none.
Karma's a bitch, Tampa. Fuck you.
No, I won't lie. Yeah, I don't. You know, I don't have no hate towards Tampa, but
No, I got no hate. It's a lie. I do have hate towards Tampa for good reason.
Well, yeah, you have more reason than I do.
Yeah, for good fucking reason. Oh, what even sucks worse is that the Rangers got there.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers got to the Eastern Conference Final in their first year after a rebuild.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck? And even John said this wasn't supposed to happen.
Well, no.
It wasn't. It was not supposed to happen.
This is years away.
Yeah.
If that.
I told him Gallant was a great hire. I told him that was a phenomenal hire. Okay. We're 25 minutes into the show, and we haven't discussed Deshaun Watson yet.
Well, I was going to actually pick that right next, too. Right after I say, well, how about those Knicks on the NBA draft?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson settled on 20 cases of the 25 cases. Mm-hmm. He's getting suspended either way.
Well, he's done for this year. And you know what's hilarious? I love it.
Oh, because he wanted a handy. I'm just kidding. We do not condone sexual misconduct.
Exactly, yeah.
We do not.
No. No,
these are jokes.
Disturbing, but...
Yeah.
No, I hope the league does suspend him this year.
Oh, he's going to get suspended. I hope
he's banned for the rest of his career.
He's not going to get banned for the rest of his career. He's too popular of a player.
He should, but he's not. No,
I know.
I mean, however, Deshaun did get a... Could be getting a longer suspension and the punishment than Tyreek did. I'm going to try to figure out where... Not to bring back...
Where Tyler. The fuck... Okay, Rick, here's my... Oh, my God. You really wanted to pick my brain now, did you? Here's my point. Here's a problem here.
Hey, but I'm going to try to figure out...
Here's an issue. Calvin Ridley gets suspended for an entire season for gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill literally, quote-unquote, allegedly...
Right.
...beats up his girlfriend and his infant son. No suspension. No fine. Nothing.
Adrian Peterson did it to his kid. Nothing really happened with him.
Well, he got a year-long suspension. That's different.
But, right.
He technically got a year-long suspension. Technically speaking.
Quote-unquote, yeah.
Yeah, fucking bullshit.
I'm sure he still got paid.
Okay, on a happier note. So, to bring context to this story. My grandmother passed away on the 1st. Mm-hmm. And we had two services down. We had one in Florida and one up here in New York. Back in the New York side of things, me and my family, and also my cousins and my uncles and my aunts, we were all having dinner at a local diner. Great diner. I can't remember the name of the place, but it was a delicious, delicious dinner. Mike. Yeah. Very early on in the podcast history, we had a very interesting debate.
I know this is going.
We had a very interesting debate that took a very interesting turn with Kyle chastising me for a rather uncomfortable decision. The great sandwich debate has returned.
Yeah. Now, this first of all, my condolences to you and
thank you, my friend. You as well. And,
absolutely, and appreciate it. And how was Tampa? I know
Tampa was good. Tampa was good. As soon as I saw lightning gear, I was like, "Yep, I'm in Tampa."
I was about to ask. I kind of figured you were.
Oh. Here's the thing: if they didn't win the cup the last 2 years. I would still sympathize with them, but I would still laugh at them for the 60, for the sweep of a first-round playoff loss of a President's Trophy winner. I would have still laughed my ass off, as I can. But the fact that it was against the Islanders back-to-back years, like, oh, fuck you.
So is this going to the text that you sent me about the hot dog?
Yes, my cousin brought up a good point. When he said, if an open-faced sandwich is considered a sandwich, then a hot dog is considered a sandwich. Therefore, in that logic, a quesadilla is considered a sandwich.
You know what's funny is, I will hold up to this, is when you text me, I actually had to Google the definition of sandwich.
You had to Google the definition of a sandwich.
Because I'm thinking, technically a quesadilla would be. Technically a hot dog would be. If you think about it.
Then what is a wrap?
Yeah.
Then if a wrap is considered a sandwich, then what is sushi?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And so the definition of it is practically anything that's between two pieces of bread is considered a sandwich.
It could be air.
Yeah.
It could be air. Okay.
Let's Google for that, but...
Avocado toast is considered a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I hate logic.
Yep. Anything that's between two pieces of bread is considered a sandwich.
I hate logic.
Okay, that makes sense, but whatever.
But does it make sense? We've had this debate for 3 years! And now it's ruined! It's ruined! Everything is ruined!
An item of food consisting of two pieces of bread with meat, cheese, or other filling between them, eaten as a light meal.
It's still ruined!
So, anything between two pieces of bread is a sandwich.
Anything between two pieces of bread is considered a sandwich?
Sandwich, yep.
This is bullshit!
Yep, an item of food consisting of two pieces of bread with meat, cheese, or other filling between them is eaten as a light meal. Do you want to listen to the verb
of a sandwich?
Yeah, insert or squeeze someone or something between two other people or things, typically in a restricted space or so as to be uncomfortable.
What?
So there's a noun version, which is actually what we're talking about, and then there's a verb version.
Oh. Kenny just tweeted, on this date 24 years ago, did you know The Undertaker 24 years ago threw Mick Foley atop Hell of a Cell?
Oh.
24 years?
Wow. I really feel old.
It makes you feel any better. John Cena debuted 20 years ago yesterday.
I saw that. That was insane.
I saw that. I was like, suddenly, you know that scene in Saving Private Ryan where they shift over from older Matt Damon into mm-hmm. the graveyard from Europe? That's me. I feel old.
Yeah, because I didn't realize. Now, I knew Cena was in for a while, but I didn't think 20 years, though.
Fuck.
So you're telling me he started when I was 14. Jesus. And that thing was when I was 10 years old. That is insane.
Jeez.
Oh, here you go. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Even
the language experts have issued a verdict. The Merriam-Webster came down definite lift with the definition on the side of yes, a hot dog is a sandwich, because the definition of sandwich is two or more slices of bread or split roll having filling in between them. But no, that Hell in a Cell with Mick Foley and the Undertaker is a classic. Will go down as one of the best to ever.
I'm annoyed. This is great. David Quinn, former Rangers head coach, is expected to be the leading candidate for the next head coach of the Boston Bruins. That's funny.
Speaking of WWE, what's your thoughts on the allegations of Vince McMahon?
Knew something was coming.
I can see this.
I knew when Stephanie sat down, I said to myself, something ain't right here. Something ain't right here. And then Triple H comes back, it's like, yep, something is definitely wrong here. But then on other wrestling news, we were robbed of the Summer of Punk. We were robbed.
We were.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah, we were.
We were so robbed.
Do we think he comes back? Well, first up, what injury do we know
of? I think he had a back injury.
Did he?
I think it's like a back injury, I think.
Because I know he never mentioned it, and I can never find an article that actually clarified of what exactly.
I think what happened was when he jumped into the crowd on one of those nights, he messed up his back.
Oh.
And you saw, like, he could barely walk.
Exactly, that's what I was kind of wondering.
So, I think it's the same injury that Randy Orton had, but Randy's is over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
CM Punk is no kid, wrestling-wise.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he does come back. I don't know. He says he will, but...
Did you see... Ghislaine... How the fuck you pronounce her name? G. Maxwell, sentenced to only 20 years in prison. You didn't see this?
No.
So she just got her sentencing like 3 hours ago. And she was sentenced to 20 years in prison for child sex trafficking with Jeffrey Epstein. You're pissed.
That don't surprise me.
You're pissed.
20 years. Wow.
Yeah, that's something. That's something, all right. And here's another one. Freddie Freeman fired his agent as a way to show he regrets leaving the Braves for the Dodgers. I'm like, well, no shit!
Dude, I would have been pissed.
I would have been pissed, too. I mean, to be fair, he got paid, so...
Oh, he definitely got paid. Absolutely, he did.
Couple more things and then we'll end the show. Do you think the Mets are for real?
If their freaking pitching can stay healthy.
I feel like I find myself rooting for the Mets from time to time. Like, I started following them on ESPN. And I was like, alright, fuck it.
I got nothing against the Mets. No, I'm like you. Yeah, I kind of do root for them because it's like the little brother. You really want them to be good, you know, in New York. And also help out the Yankees, which I think is one of the best teams in baseball right now by far.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're just smoking, but the Mets, they can make a run. They're in a tough division.
The Grom and Scherzer come back. They're winning. They're going far.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going far.
I think once they get their pitching back intact, I think they'll be all right.
All right. Last topic. So, every year for the last few years or so, actually since 2018, I do these things called NFL previews for U Stadium and for the podcast. So, one of the things we're going to try and do is we're going to try and... do these, but like in, you know, draft order. So from Jaguars to the defending champion Rams, and that's how we're going to do it. But the problem is that these fucking things take a damn long time to write.
Mm-hmm.
So to give a perspective of exactly the order of everything that I'm going by. So right now I have written the GM, head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, records the last 5 years, three key additions, three key losses, key 2023 free agents, all 2022 draft picks, starting offense, starting defense, projected record, hold that thought, ESPN projected record, Sports Illustrated projected record, U Stadium projected record, and my projection and my projected record.
Nice.
So, holy shit, this is going to take a while. But if you constantly see on U Stadium a lot of posts from me regarding NFL previews, then you know there you go. That's why. That's where you get it from. Because I've been doing this for. This is going on year 5 now of doing this. And I'm committed.
You got this.
I am committed. But
Chris, about your thoughts on Seattle on the preview.
I won't say shit other than, like, they look tempting. Watch them get Chris Carson back from a neck injury. It's highly unlikely, though. It's unlikely, though. It's a shame because he's such a great player.
I like Chris Carson.
He broke his neck like Peyton Manning did.
Mm-hmm.
He broke his neck, so there's no guarantee he's going to come back, but at the same time, I don't know these things. I don't know these things. But then again, this is why the best we don't know these things. All right. Thank you guys for joining us for episode 145 of Time to BS. Mike, thanks again for coming on.
My pleasure.
And this is Daniel Smooth signing off. We will see you guys in the near future. Thanks, guys.